Hello, my name is Debbie, and welcome to the first ever Genealogy Genie podcast. This first podcast is to introduce myself, let you know who I am, what I do, how I got into family history research, and to let you know about future podcasts and the subjects I will be talking about. I've had my own genealogy research company, South Coast Family Research, for almost 7 years, and have carried out research for quite a few people, from full research packages to consultations. With the completed research packages, which include 2 books and a family tree chart, I like to deliver the finished product, if possible, so that I can go through it with my clients and answer any questions they may have. I've been able to meet with some wonderful people. As well as running my business, I work part-time in an academic library and I'm currently studying for a degree in library studies, which has included a module on archiving. I'm almost at the end of this degree and I found out the skills I've learned has helped me with my business. Working in an academic library and run a genealogy business are excellent occupations and can have the same skill set. Ever since I was young, I was always keen to look at family photos and to know who the people were, curious to find out as much as I could. I always looked forward to going to my nan and granddad's on my paternal side, as they had this cardboard box full of photos. I never got bored with looking through them. I was lucky enough to meet 3 of my great-grandparents. Again, this was my paternal line. I remember meeting my granddad's mum. I remember that day vividly. It would have been a Thursday, as Thursday was the day that we visited my grandparents and my granddad would cook us dinner. He was a really great cook and made the best shepherd's pie. One particular day, and I must have been very young, I remember meeting his mother, and from what I remember, she was a lovely lady. I have a photo taken with her and my older sister in my nan's back garden, and I must have been about 3 years old. I remember my nan's parents a lot more clearly because they live local to us and we used to see them quite regularly. My great-granddad never used to say much. He would sit on his chair and just watch us. We would interact more with my great-nan. On my maternal side, the family is a lot smaller. I never knew my nan as she passed away a couple of years before I was born. But I remember my granddad clearly. He was quite mischievous at times and made me laugh. Although he lived local to us, for some reason we never saw him as much as my dad's parents, and I don't know why. For years, I always thought about starting to research my family tree, partly out of curiosity, as my maiden name is the same as my married name. And my family and my husband's family all knew each other, and they grew up in the same road. I was intrigued to find out whether somewhere way back that we could be related, and it turns out that we are. We share the same 5 times great-grandmother. She came from Bramshaw in the New Forest, but lived in Minstead, and she had 3 children. And as far as I know, all with different fathers. I only know who one of the fathers is, as I found him in a Basidi order. He was the father of the youngest daughter. I am descended from the eldest child, William, and my husband from the middle child, James. The interesting fact about this is that if our 5 times great-grandmother had married one of those children's fathers, then we wouldn't have had the same surnames that we have today. I wonder what it would have been. I was working with a colleague and we started talking about family trees, and she said that she had been doing it for years and she encouraged me to start searching. I didn't know a lot about it back then, but I had heard of Ancestry, so signed up for a free 14-day trial. My mother had started researching a few months previously and she gave me a few pointers on what to do. I initially started viewing records on a pay-per-view basis, but found that this was getting expensive. So I signed up for the basic membership, but it wasn't long before I upgraded to one of the higher ones, where I can access records from around the world. I also have a subscription to Find My Past, as some of the records are different. I particularly like their parish records. There are plenty of other genealogy websites as well, and some of them are quite, are free, which I will discuss with you in a future podcast. In the early days of research, it was trial and error and I was making mistakes and had to unpick. I made the early error of copying other people's trees, but the issue with that is they don't always source where the information came from, and unless you do the research yourself, you don't know whether the information is correct. It's also a lot more fun if you do it yourself. There are so many resources out there, not just online, there are books and also so many experts on the many genealogy Facebook pages. You also can't beat visiting local record offices and seeing the original documents. Researching your ancestors is so much more than dates. It's about finding out who the people were, what they did, where they lived. You can make your ancestors come alive. There are so many genealogy courses suitable for all levels of experience. Future Learn has a regular course running called Genealogy, Research in Your Family Tree. It's free and the current version started yesterday, 19th of October. There are many other companies that teach genealogy as well. I can recommend Pharaoh's. I've taken quite a few of their courses as I believe in continuing professional development. Over the coming weeks and months, I will be talking about all things genealogy, including how to start researching your family tree, including all the information you will need, and recording your research in notes. The following one will be which platforms are best to record your tree, and is it better to invest in genealogy software? This would be a personal preference, so some people would prefer to use the commercial sites, other people prefer to use genealogy programs. I will also go through civil registrations, births, marriages and deaths, and when you order the certificates, what the certificates can tell us. They can usually provide quite a lot of information. Then there will also be information regarding census returns and the 1939 register and the information they provide. You can gather quite a lot of information on these documents. Then there are also the parish records. So you have King Henry VIII and Thomas Cromwell making from 1538 people recording births, marriages and burials. Then there will be all about visiting a record office, what you will need and how to prepare. And then I will go through some of the online resources that are available. There are also numerous genealogy books around and they offer valuable information, things like searching for surnames, workhouses, were your ancestors in service, railway employees. There's a load, there's a mindful of information. There's also DNA testing. Which companies offer these services? What do the results show? Why is it worth taking one? I've taken one and so has my husband and son, and they offer so much information, and you can also break down brick walls. I will go through that further with you. The following week will all be all about brick walls. I'm sure there'll be, all of us have got a brick wall somewhere in our family tree, and it's worth sort of going through how to research and also eliminating areas in which you've already researched. Then you can write up your research if you've got to a specific range where you think, okay, I'd like to write that up now, and there's ways of doing that. Then there's also the various different family tree charts. So thank you for listening for the first podcast. If you want to follow me on Facebook, you can find me at South Coast Family Research, and I'm also on Twitter at @S_Coast Research, and I will see you next time. Hello, this week I will be talking about how to start researching your family tree, the information you will need, and the various ways in which you can record your research notes. I mentioned in week one of my podcast that my interest in my family began when I was very young, looking at my paternal grandparents' old photographs and listening to my nan talking about all the different people. If you are interested in researching your family tree, think about the reasons as to why you want to start researching. Are you interested in finding out your direct line ancestry, which would be parents, grandparents, great-grandparents and so on? Or do you want to research as many people as you can find, for example, cousins, spouses, or children? What would you like to get out of your research? Is it just names, dates, and places of where they were born, married, or died? Or do you want to find out more about them? Once you have established your reasons for doing your family history research, your next move will be to find out as much information from older members of your family and your extended family. They will possibly have met members of your family that are no longer around and may have a good recollection of them. If the person or people are particularly elderly, try speaking to them for shorter periods of time so that they do not get too tired. You may need to have a number of shorter sessions with them. Before you speak with them, think about what sort of questions you would like to ask them so that the session has some kind of structure. Of course, there may be additional questions you may like to ask if your relative speaks about something that you hadn't thought of covering. If you're stuck with the kind of questions to ask, why not take a look at my website, south-coast-family-research.co.uk, and you can see what information you will need to start you off. You may want to speak to your relative about their life from when they were little to growing up as well as information about their parents, where they were educated, any jobs they did, where and when they got married, and any other special events during their lives. Think about how you want to record this. There are different devices available for you to do this. You may use your phone or tablet to record the interviews, or use a dictaphone. There are also different types of software available which can do this too. Evernote is a great piece of software where you can record and store an audio recording directly onto the platform. If you have access to Sonosent, and this is quite expensive but it is great to use, you can record using your app on your phone and the recording can then be shared with the Sonosent software on your computer. Some people transfer their recordings onto a USB stick where the recordings are stored in files. There are other recording apps and software available, so find out which one best suits your needs. You will need to transcribe the recordings at some point, and I would recommend that you do this as near to the end of the interview as possible, while things are still fresh in your mind. I was researching for a client last year, and part of the job was to transcribe 3 interview sessions that she had with her grandmother, because a client wanted to include the interview as part of the research in the book that I wrote for her. I distinctly remember the transcribing taking quite a while to do, so you will need to set some time by to do this part, but it is worth it. I also felt like I got to know her grandmother extremely well by the end of it. You may also want to have a notebook and pen with you too, although I wouldn't use this to take notes of the interview as you may miss important information. If your relative has some documents that they don't want to part with, you can either take a photo of it with their permission and then make notes as to what the document is, jotting down anything important about it. The notebook is also great to make notes of any follow-up questions that you may have. Try and get as much information from your relatives as possible, but just be mindful that what you're being told will need to be researched further. For example, they may have told you that someone in the family married someone famous, or they're related to someone famous, or they came from a certain part of the country, or even carried out a specific occupation. Stories being passed on from person to person can be altered from the original facts. There have been many times that I've carried out research for clients who have provided me with information, but upon further research, it's turned out not to be true. You need to ensure that you can find documented evidence for all of your information to confirm whether or not it is true. Once you've carried out your interviews and found the information regarding the birth, marriage and death details of your relatives, it is time to start recording the information on a genealogy platform or software. And this is what I will be talking about next week. What platforms are there available to record your family tree, and is it better to invest in genealogy software? Thank you for listening. You can follow me on Facebook at South Coast Family Research and on Twitter at @S_CoastResearch. Or why not take a look at my website, www.south-coast-family-research.co.uk. See you next time.